It is fall almost, right?
Yeah.
And we have like a deer head in here, and a fox is in the studio. And I'm not talking about you, Arnold, although you're a handsome man. You brought some fun stuff with you. Arnold Randall's here. He's the general superintendent for the Forest Preserves of Cook County. He gets to drive around and go to campsites. He camps a lot. Roast a hell of a marshmallow, I heard.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great...
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us. Love to talk about the Forest Preserves.
So tell me about what's going on with these fall colors right now. I mean, you live in the woods.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah, we've for the most part. We're seeing the fall colors starting to happen now. We had a pretty mild October, so what would have happened in October is happening now. So you're starting to see the trees change. You're seeing some really brilliant reds and oranges and yellows.
Great
and
color palette.
Great color palette. A lot of fun to get out there. People travel other places to do it, but you can do it right here in Cook County.
Sure, folks. And if you want to see the fun stuff that Arnold brought in, you can go to our website, WGNradio.com/watch, or you can hop on my Instagram feed right now as my lovely assistant Francesca is filming us as we speak, and you can take a look. And Francesca, feel free to get up and walk around and, like, you know, show the folks watching on Instagram some of the good stuff here. So you brought in some show and tell.
Yes,
very unique pieces. Why don't you tell us what you brought in and why?
So I brought in a couple things. One is a deer skull with a huge antler rack, which is very cool. So you can see that if you're looking at it.
It's huge.
And you find a lot of deer in the forest preserves. They're all over the place.
So these are natural.
These are
right?
Animals
these pass
you,
naturally. Yeah. And
these are animals that
no one's
exactly,
hunting them.
Nobody's hunting. We don't allow any hunting in the forest preserve. So these are animals that pass, and we collect some of their remains, and sometimes we use them at our nature centers to educate the public on what's out there and what it looks like and how cool it is. The other piece is is a pelt.
May I grab the coyote?
I think you should put it on.
That's inappropriate, apparently. Okay. I found out during the break that I should not.
I wasn't sure. So,
you know, 100 years ago, people were wearing those, but we've come a long way in our society. We realize that we don't use animal fur so much for clothing anymore. But
I can see why, though. Yeah. I mean, if you pet this thing, it's
very
nice.
Warm and
it's
very
nice, durable.
So coyotes are all over Cook County. They're not just in the forest preserves. They're actually in the city. We actually been doing a 20-year study of coyotes, and we put trackers on them. We find they're downtown.
Really?
They are very adaptive animals.
They run through my neighborhood in downtown LaGrange. I've seen them chase a couple puppies around.
Yeah.
What do you do to preserve this? Because it smells like a, I hate to say it, like a mink coat.
Like a mink coat. Yeah. So we have these, you can find these types of things at our nature centers. There's 6 nature centers around Cook County, and so we have staff there that maintain them. They're stored in a certain way and make sure that they last for a long period of time. And we take them out on... We take them out to events, and kids love them. Get to pet them and check it out and guess what type of animal it is.
Are they pretty vicious, coyotes? I mean, do they get a bad rap?
I think they get a bad rap. I think they're more timid than you would realize, and really the only time you have problems with coyotes is if you think they're domestic and you try to feed them like a dog, and then you probably could get bit. Or if you have really small animals around. So really small animals, they go after some really small.
They're pretty, like, afraid of humans, right? For the most part. I mean, I've never really seen, like, the closest I've got was seeing one run across, you know, my neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
But I've never seen them mill around and hang out.
No, they don't. They see you, they go the other way. They're just trying to survive, and they're very adaptive. They're very successful adapting in an urban environment, and that's how they survive, is they stay away from people generally. But if you have a small dog or a small pet, you should always be aware that if you're in an area where coyotes are, you should pay attention.
Now, do you guys, each location at the Forest Preserves, you guys have like little centers, right?
So we have 6 nature centers. We have, just to give you some perspective, so the forest preserves are about 70,000 acres of land here in Cook County. That's about 11% of the county footprint. If you compare it to the park system in Chicago, the park system, if you put them all together, is about 9,500 acres. So we're talking 70,000 acres of natural lands around Cook County. Some are in the city. About 4,000 acres are in the city, but most are in the suburbs.
Nice. And people can go into these centers, and you'll find stuff like this at all the different
And you actually find some live animals, too. So
really?
We have turtles and fish and birds and animals that are injured in some way, and so we protect them, and we use them as educational animals for the public. And so
kids love it, right?
They do. You know, you could see the biggest, strongest, toughest guy walk up and see an owl,
like
and he's just like, this is amazing, and he goes back to being a kid. So I think it really appeals to people at a very, very basic level for people.
What is it, what's some of the unexpected animals you might find walking through some of these preserves?
You find a lot of really interesting birds. Like, there's all sorts of owls that you have to really look for them. We have bald eagles that nest in the forest.
Really?
Yeah.
How big do they get?
They get really, I mean, the wingspan is, like 8-10 feet. There's some of them are really.
So when you go to like a Brookfield Zoo and you stand in front of that thing where you put your arms out and it has like.
They're there.
They're
that
big?
Some of them get really big.
Really?
A lot of hawks, red-tailed hawks.
Any bears?
No, the bears, when people moved in, the bears didn't make it.
They hang by Soldier Field over
there. Yeah, only the bears there. Yeah, the bears in general, those bigger predators, when people populate these areas, we got rid of them pretty much, so they don't exist anymore.
Not so there's a
zoo, Brookfield Zoo.
Right, I do go there for that, or Soldier Field.
Yeah.
773 says, did you ever hear of a wool yodi?
Well, I've not heard of that.
It's kind of like a liger.
Oh, it
wolf coyote
mix.
The combo platter of wolf coyote. It's a hybrid. Apparently, this is a problem in Cook County, according to this texture.
I have not heard that. I would reach out to my wildlife biologist. His name is Chris Anker. Really sharp.
I mean,
guy.
Wouldn't there have to be a rogue wolf out there mating with some?
I would say so.
Coyotes?
And you really don't find wolves. Wolves is another animal that is really people have really sort of taken them out over time. So you don't really find wolves.
Is there a chance there'd be a wolf roaming around Illinois somewhere?
It's possible, yeah. I think the closer you are to urban centers, the less likely you are going to find them, to be honest with you. But you get, getting some more densely populated areas is possible, for sure. But those predators generally have been wiped out by the number one predator, which are people. And, so you'll find them in the zoos and places like that.
Interesting. I mean, I love it. There's a spot over in Hinsdale that we go to that we just started taking the kids to. I think it's one of the forest preserves.
Maybe. I think Hinsdale is probably not in Cook County. I think
maybe
it's just
not
outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's gorgeous, like all these little waterways and rivers and stuff like that. It's really nice.
The whole point of the preserve really is to protect all these natural lands. We knew that, as the population grew 100 years ago, people figured this out. We need to protect these natural lands. And you've got all these really interesting animals and plants that exist here that if there were no forest preserves, they would be gone. They wouldn't exist anymore. And so it's really important to protect these natural lands.
Interesting. So I got a lot of people texting in. Apparently, I guess PBS did a special on this coyote wolf thing.
Oh, I have to find it.
We'll have to dig deeper into this. And one of our listeners from the 708 wants to know what bird does a call whoop?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
I'm trying to interpret.
Whoop. Like,
it's the spelling here is W-A. This could be just a texture wanting me to do silly things, but I'll play along.
Do it.
Whoop. W-H-O-O-P. Whoop. Maybe?
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
This is reminding me of Pitch Perfect, where Buddy Amy goes, whoop, there it is.
Yeah.
That's what it's reminding me
whoop,
of right now.
There it is.
Animal.
Apparently the 708 lady says, or guy, I have one in my tree every night.
Really? Okay.
That goes, whoop.
So
he needs to record this so we can hear what the sound is.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, if you could do that, that'd
be
awesome.
Please.
And I'd say come to one of our nature centers. And we have folks who are in the title of naturalists who are experts at all those sorts of
things. So if this listener was to record it, let's say, on their iPhone and brought it to one of these centers, they could figure it out.
Absolutely.
Then what do you do after you find out? I mean,
We spend a lot of time categorizing and making sure that we know what exists in the area, so it's part of our job. There's a whole science component to the forest preserve, so we have folks who work, and we work with local universities to do that. And we categorize plant life and animal life and make sure that we have a sense of it. We work with the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, believe it or not, because there's issues around diseases that are passed between animals and humans, so we are part of that network as well. So we figure it out, we categorize it, we're the keepers of that information, and we share it where it's appropriate.
Fantastic. Arnold Randall, General Superintendent for the Forest Preserves of Cook County, thanks for stopping in. I appreciate
it's it. Pleasure.
The website people can find out more information is www.map.fpdcc.com. All right, so every year around this time, right before the holidays, I like to re-engage in my healthy lifestyle. Not that I go away from it, but, it's life. People tend to, sway. It's just normal. And, I go on these hunts. I try to find the latest in cutting-edge technology and medicine and everything having to do with the body, the mind, the spirit. And this year, I stumbled on the doorstep of the one and only Dr. Quinn and his wonderful wife, Jenna, who are sitting here in studio with me. Had several conversations with Dr. Quinn, kind of laid out what I want to do. And before we get too far into it, Doc, why don't we give the listeners a little background on yourself and why you're the guy, the man with the plan?
Sure. So I went to medical school at Michigan State. I'm board certified in emergency medicine. And then I actually started to open a weight loss clinic in the Midwest in Michigan. We have 4 weight loss locations. I'm board certified in obesity medicine. And then I decided to branch out now and to start doing hormone replacement as well.
And you have a vitality clinic, and your whole thing is about really finding the answer to the big aging question, right? And
correct.
And health. And so popular now, but there's good reason. You know, everybody wants to look good and feel young and feel energetic. And for me, it's like, you know, I've been there. I used to compete and you know, fitness competitions all the time. And as you get into your 40s, you know, things start to change. Your body changes. You know, what used to be easy to take 10 pounds off, you know, 2 years ago is certainly not as easy as it is today. How are you addressing some of these issues?
So that's a great point. Everybody now wants to look better, feel better. And as we get older, our hormones level start to decrease. Our metabolism starts to go down. As you know, like you said, you can't just lose 10 pounds like you could when you were 20.
Yeah.
And now what we try to do is really optimize your levels to get you feeling better and really feeling like you used to. Get your life back. Get back to normal.
Sure. I mean, I got two young kids. I feel like I'm a little older to have kids, you know. I'm in my 40s. My daughter's 3. My son's 6. It requires a lot of energy just for that.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, when you're trying to build an empire, too, on top of it, you need to be like...
You got to be on top of your game.
You got to be on top of your game.
Yeah.
So that's why I called Dr. Quinn. You know, somebody referred me to him, and I did my research, and I said, you know what, I'm going to trust this guy, and I'm going to do the blood work. Because the way you do it, it's not just like, hey, here, take some supplements, which, by the way, you do. You have
correct.
A great line of supplements that are pharmaceutical grade that you personally put your stamp on, Kratus Nutrition, C-R-A-T-U-S, is it right?
Correct.
Okay. But you also start with blood work.
Yeah, we do blood work to see where you're at, you know, to see what your beginning levels are. See, there's a big difference between what your normal level is and what an optimal level is.
Yeah.
Normal range for a lot of people could be for an 80-year-old, and that's obviously a lot different than it is for you being 40. And just
right.
because your doctor says that you're normal, because you fall in that range, doesn't mean you are normal. You know, you're not optimal where you need to be.
Well, okay, right. I guess you ask the main question is, do you want to feel normal, or do you want to feel like the bionic man?
Right.
You ask me that question, I want to be the bionic man. I don't
absolutely.
Want to just feel normal. I want to feel great. I want to have energy. I want to feel like I did in my, you know, 20s and 30s, early 30s, early 20s. I think 17 would be good. I feel like I'm 17.
But why shouldn't you feel like that again?
Because the medical industry says that's not right. You should act your age and feel your age.
Yeah, that's just not true. We have the ability, the capability now, it's 2017, almost 2018. If we have the capability to get you feeling better within optimal ranges, why shouldn't we?
Is it dangerous?
It's not. I mean, people have been doing this for over 50 years. There's no negative long-term effects.
Now, when we say it, we're talking about hormone replacement therapy.
Correct.
Are you talking about the proper nutritional programs, working out? You know, so let's. I went to Dr. Quinn. He sent me for some blood work. We got the results. I'm okay talking about it on the air.
Perfect.
So what did we loosely find in my work that, you know, if you want to just sum it up, you don't have to give the whole scope of things.
Sure.
But am I going to live? Let's just start there.
Unless you don't get hit by a bus walking out of here.
Well, good. That's a good place to start. Now that I know I'm going to live for a little while, what does like my hormone levels look like and my cholesterol and all that kind of stuff?
So your cholesterol is a little high. I think you said that you had a family history of high cholesterol.
I do, yeah.
So that's something that if it's a family, if it's a genetic thing, then we're not going to be able to help you a whole lot with that.
Do I need to be on statins or anything like that? Or?
Not at the levels that you are. I mean, your level, it's good to be less than 200. Yours is like 243, but your HDL, which is your good cholesterol, is high. So
that's a good thing.
It's protective. Correct.
Okay, good. All right. Let's talk about like testosterone, thyroid, all those other important
things. Yeah, so thyroid, you know, most physicians will only check your TSH, which is just one factor of your thyroid, and there's really three different hormones that we check. We found that your free T3, which is really your active form of your thyroid, was 3.3. And that's quote-unquote normal, but optimal level is 5. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason we shouldn't be able to optimize your thyroid, for instance.
And so normal, again, let's go back to this because I think this is where people would be like, well, if you're normal, why are you messing with what God's doing with you? You know,
sure.
That kind of thing. Why? Like, can I be just fine at normal? Or because, I mean, when I called you, I told you I'm feeling a little sluggish. I'm a little tired. I'm not that peppy, you know, pep in my step kind of Frank that
right.
I was, you know.
Well, the problem is, what is normal? I mean, like we said, normal, it could be normal for an 80-year-old, and that's just a number that they come up with when they draw a bunch of blood from a bunch of old people. You get this normal values.
So those tests that you're talking about that are what they're basing, their baseline.
Baseline, correctly. It could be off, like I said, somebody that's really old. It's right. Not a bunch of people that are in their 40s that are getting their blood work creating this
so they don't compare
normal
you.
Level.
They don't compare you based on your age. They just compare it.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
Correct. Yeah. So it's depressing.
That's scary. That is.
And I'm not telling you that we want to get your levels beyond the, you know, way super therapeutic.
I'm not interested in that.
No,
I'm interested in feeling great for my age, performing well, and having enough energy for my kids and for my family to feel great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then so let's talk about testosterone.
Yeah.
You know, testosterone affects so many different factors of our well-being.
What are some, for the people out there listening or the wives and the husbands that are tuning in, what are some of the effects one would notice if you have low testosterone?
So you start to feel a lack of energy, fatigued, have a difficult time, you know, getting going in the morning. Libido is decreased. You start to notice you get an increase in your abdominal fat. Hard times gaining muscle in the gym. You know, you're working out 5-6 days a week like you were, and you're just not seeing the results that you should be.
Yeah.
So we check your testosterone level. Your testosterone total, there's two different tests. We checked your total testosterone, which was like 540. And normal, there's a huge range. It can be from 300 to 1,500. So why shouldn't I work on getting you up towards that 1,500 mark? And then your free testosterone, which is what your body can actually utilize, was only 12. And optimal for us is 30 to 40.
So there's room to grow there.
A lot of room.
Interesting. See, folks, I'm doing this. I'm putting it all out there. I hope, you know, you can appreciate that I'm being just as raw as, you know, I can be here, and in hopes that this, you know, kind of opens your eyes a little bit to, if you're not feeling great, if you think that you've hit the wall and you know you have hit the wall and you've turned everywhere else, maybe there's places that you haven't turned. You know, that's why I'm bringing Dr. Quinn on the show to kind of talk about my blood results. We're going to get into some programs. We're going to talk about proteins. We're going to talk about nutrition, weight loss. And we're talking to Dr. Quinn and his wife, Jenna Quinn. They are with the Dr. Quinn Weight Loss Clinic and the Kratos Nutrition Centers. They also have Kratos supplement programs as well. They make their own physician-approved supplements. Jenna, you're involved in that side of the business as well. Say hi, Jenna.
Hello.
Tell us about the Kratos Sports Nutrition Supplements.
So, as you mentioned, Kratos Nutrition is a supplement line that is developed by a physician. Our clients absolutely love that all of the labels are displayed on each of our bottles, so there's no proprietary blends. It's very clean. Our supplements can be used by soccer moms, college students, athletes, working individuals, just really everyone that's ready to make that step into a healthier lifestyle.
And handpicked by Dr. Quinn himself, each of the elements that go into the supplements, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, these go hand-in-hand with your weight loss programs.
They do.
Now, a lot of people are texting in asking, you know, do you have offices here in Chicago? But before the break, I mentioned something about the newest technology in medicine called telemedicine. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, telemedicine is fascinating because now we can be able to help patients all over. It's kind of like a Skype call, you know, or a FaceTime, something like that, where you can sit, we're in the comfort of your own home, and I can sit in my office. I can order blood work for you to have, just like I did for you.
Yep.
You can go to your nearest place to get your blood drawn, whatever's convenient for you, and then we can have a conversation, sit down face to face, you know, over the internet.
It's fascinating, and you have to be licensed for it, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. You just have to make sure that you're licensed in the different states that you want to perform it in.
Got it. Are you licensed to perform here in Chicago?
I am.
Yep. Yep. There you go, folks. You don't need to go to an office. What's up, boys? What's going out there? Got your donuts from the Google store over there? All right. I can't read so far. I need glasses. Not after this program, though. So, it goes hand in hand. You got the supplement, Kratos supplements. You got the Kratos Medical, which balances the hormones and the Vitality Clinics. And then you got the weight loss centers. And you have how many weight loss centers?
Four.
And are they, like, you know, when people think weight loss centers, walk me through the experience. Because, Jenna, you're there. You're the face of it. And you walk through. Tell me, like, you know, because a lot of people are shy. They don't want to just, you know, like, walk in. You know, what, they want to know. It's like going to the gym for the first time. You know, what am I going to get into when I walk into a clinic or hook up with you, Dr. Quinn?
Yeah, it can be a very uncomfortable experience for most people. Jenna can talk about that. She's been a part of that for a long time now.
So our clients come in. We're the four locations. Most of our clients are actually referrals for us. We've been around for 12 years. So at this point, somebody has referred them to us. But it's still a very uncomfortable situation to be able to talk to someone that you don't know about your weight. It's a very touchy subject. But we work on with them one-on-one, which is, I think it's great. They'll be able to connect and feel comfortable with that one person that takes them from their start weight to their goal weight, and they build that relationship and that bond. We don't believe in restricting diets or treatment plans to the point where patients are feeling deprived. You can only do that for so long, and as you know, those are called more of a fad diet. We want to help them transition into a healthier lifestyle and make it really easy for them.
So this isn't a Jenny Craig. This isn't that kind of program.
No, it's no fad diet, no cookie cutter diet. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. So tell me some of the life. I mean, because, you know, I'm following your lead here, you know. I mean,
sure.
You know, my goal, just to put it out there, I want to lose like 10 pounds. I want to, you know, get my musculature toned back, you know, hit the gym harder, and then just have way more energy.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's part of it, too, is exercise. A lot of people tell you that you can lose weight without having to exercise, and really you need to exercise in order to be able to maintain it.
But does it have to be CrossFit? Does it have to be these extreme workouts? Does it have to be high-intensity training? What is your recommendation?
Initially, when I tell patients, I don't care if they just get up and walk for 10 minutes. I mean, the studies show if you do 3 10-minute intervals, you get the same benefit as if you did 30 minutes in a row. So it's just a matter of getting active.
Yeah.
You know, for some people that are way overweight, it's hard for them. I say, if
do you work with extreme obese patients?
Yeah, sure. We have patients that are 400 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, for them, you know, getting up and get to the mailbox is starting to exercise. But
right.
I'm not used to doing anything. Versus
sure.
somebody else like you that's more active, you just have to maintain that level of activity.
Yeah.
But really, for the diet, so to speak, it's not a diet. It's more of a lifestyle, and it's just making healthier choices. And, you know, it's all about portion control.
So not so much like paleo, not so much like, you know, all the, you know, high carb, low carb, high protein, low protein. You're not a subscriber to any one particular method. Your main philosophy is just don't eat as much. Like,
yeah, you have
smaller
to,
portions.
Correct. You've got to do something you can maintain forever. So if you want to be a vegan, that's okay, as long as you can do that forever. Or go paleo, you know, whatever your choice is. It just has to be something you can continue to do. If you're only going to do it for 4 weeks or 6 weeks and then stop and, you know, go back to doing what you're doing before, you're just going to gain your weight back.
Our producer Dave has a question for you. Dave?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are always doing diets, especially at the beginning of the year. I hear about everybody trying to do a diet, and they're afraid of bounce back, meaning when they stop taking these supplements or stop doing this diet, they'll probably gain the weight back or maybe even double.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And they tell us the same thing when they come in. That's why we tell them it's not a quote-unquote diet. That's why it's not a fad. It has to be a lifestyle. So if you're going to, if you come into me and you're eating fast food 3 days a week, and then, you know, you stop, and then you go back to eating it once you get down to your goal weight, same thing's going to happen. You're going to gain your weight back.
Yeah.
Or alcohol is another good thing. We never tell our patients, oh, you can't drink to lose weight, because the problem is once you stop, then you get down to your goal and you start drinking again, you know, you go back to your bad habits.
Yeah, according to the study, I could lose weight drinking tequila. So I'm all about this. I think
it's
going to
be the next segment.
It is the next segment. We're going to be talking to some folks for the Tequila Sangria Fest coming up. People with questions, you know, are coming in via text. If you want to talk to Dr. Quinn, 312-981-7200. If you've been struggling with your weight or you're feeling depressed, tired, lack of energy, lack of muscle tone, that belly that you can't get rid of, Dr. Quinn has got the answer for you. 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Question for you. Do you do the pharmaceuticals as well as partner the diet plan together with the pharmaceuticals? Is it kind of a 360 approach?
It is for people that want to do all, you know, all encompassing. We can offer all of those different benefits, you know, the weight loss and the hormones, for instance. If you check out our website, greatestmedical.com, you'll notice we have a bunch of quizzes on there. There's a lot of different hormones, and you can take the quiz by yourself and see if you may be deficient on one of those things before you even call.
And so, again, I think the big disclaimer is people think, is it dangerous? You know, is it a steroid? Is it, you know, like, because there's just, you know, so much false information out there.
There's a lot of negative press out there, unfortunately. And things like testosterone that we've been using for 50 years, there's never been a study that shows a negative impact on your heart or your overall health. You know, it doesn't cause prostate cancer. Now they're actually using it to treat prostate cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because that was the biggest thing for a long time. Don't take it because it's going to actually, you know, enlarge your prostate.
Right.
Interesting. And we got some calls coming in here. So let's talk to Kay real quick while we get some time here. Hey, Kay, thanks for calling the Frank Fontana Show. What's your question for Dr. Quinn?
Hi there. I'm finding this interview with the doctor extremely interesting.
Well, thank
you. And I am, like millions of other people, having difficulty trying to lose weight. And the one thing I did not hear is where the diet centers are located.
Okay, so Doc, you want to talk about that?
Sure. So we're located in Michigan, but we can do the telemedicine as well. So if you go to www.drquinnweightloss.com or createusmedical.com, there's a lot more information out there.
So Kay, the way I'm doing it, just so you know, is exactly like that. So because I don't have the luxury of flying to Michigan every other week, Dr. Quinn is going to be working with me via Skype and telephone. He'll order your blood work. He'll get the original assessment with you, and just monitor to the progress with you. Like I said, it's not like a Jenny Craig or any kind of program
right.
like that. It's a bit more serious, I think, and it's a bit more holistic approach in terms of looking. Have you ever got panels for your hormones or anything, Kay?
Well, apparently, my niece says I'm going to live to be 100.
Good for you. We need whatever you're drinking.
Congratulations.
Are you drinking tequila, Kay? Is that that's a relevant question here?
The nurse.
She's
but
a nurse.
By the same token, I'm not a kid. And everything was, right within the normal range. And my cholesterol is extremely low, and my LDL is low, and my HDL is, wait a minute, the good is high and the bad is low.
You got it right.
And the triglycerides, I guess, are extremely good as well. But by the same token, as I age, I just cannot not lose anything. And I eat quite healthfully. I don't go to McDonald's and those places. So it's not only people, who go overboard and have too many sweets or too much liquor. I think we're all in the same boat, just for different reasons.
Jenna, you want to hop in?
Okay, so Kay, you're saying that you're eating pretty healthy and that your blood work, when you had your last results checked, were in normal range. For someone like you, the blood work to check your hormone levels and to not use the normal ranges that your family physician is using or the lab that your family physician is using is going to be very beneficial. If you're eating healthy and just have your hormones checked and seeing if your thyroid, for example, needs a little bit of an adjustment, that may make a huge difference in how well you're going to start to lose weight and feel great throughout your, from the time that you start to the time that we get you to your goal weight.
Okay. Would you repeat that
the website?
Address where I can... Yes.
Sure. So the website is www.drquinnweightloss.com or www.createusmedical.com.
Okay, Kay, and we'll get the information posted on our WGN radio page. And is there a direct phone number, Doc, that you can give out for one of the clinics?
So the phone number is 855-DR-QUINN.
855-DR-QUINN. Kay, good luck. Give us an update if you end up calling Dr. Quinn. We think it'd be a good move for you.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Dr. Quinn, thank you so much, and Jenna, for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Go check out Kratus Supplements, C-R-A-T-U-S, KratusNutrition.com, correct? And then Kratus Vitality Institute. You can just Google Dr. Quinn Weight Loss, and you'll see a whole bunch of links pop up there. Why don't you hang out for a little bit? Because
we're
going to dig into this topic of tequila and sangria after this, and the 10 surprising benefits of tequila you never would know unless you listen to the Frank Fontana Show. We're rounding out the show, folks. We're here till 3 o'clock and ending on such a high note. Because we're staying healthy. This is a healthy homeowner show. And did you know that tequila actually is healthy? I know it's a broad statement, but according to this life hack study that I've discovered, it could help you, number one, lose weight. How about that?
I love that idea.
It can also aid in digestion, so it's kind of like a probiotic.
Like a natural one.
What was that, Dave? Your tequila.
It can help, but not if you drink it a lot.
Oh, yeah, just not
so
in excess.
So I shouldn't drink the entire bottle is what you're telling
me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just like red wine.
I mean, you could.
I mean, it depends on how big the glass is, though.
It's a prebiotic as well.
Okay.
I mean, Dr. Quinn's still in the studio. Feel free to hop in here at any point if you disagree with any of these life hacks here.
Yeah.
It may help fight osteoporosis. I don't know. According to this, it could. It's basically because of the agave root. It has all these really great benefits to it. They make agave sugar from it.
Mm-hmm.
It also may help prevent type 2 diabetes. It may lower chances of developing dementia, or in some nights increase it. It helps necessary drugs make it to the colon. How about that? So people with diseases affecting their digestive system, such as Crohn's disease, IBS, or colitis, might be getting a boost from the fructans in tequila, as it contains natural chemical carriers that protect the necessary drugs. Who would have thunk it? My favorite spirit, by the way, is tequila. And joining us in studio to talk about the Tequila and Sangria Festival happening November 11th at Players Sports and Social Group, right? Where is this actually happening, Ike?
This is taking place at Joe's Bar on Weed Street.
Joe's on Weed, where everything takes place.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Now, Players is actually like an organization that puts on these events?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do social events, and then we also do recreational sports leagues throughout the city. So we are one of the biggest sport and social groups in the country. We have about 78,000 participants here in the city. We do over 650 leagues, 30 different locations throughout the city. On the social event side, we do about 15 events per year, with our next one coming up this Saturday, November 11th at Joe's on Weed Street.
One of my favorite topics, tequila and sangria festival. And you partnered with Dan over here with Dolce Vita Tequila. Dan, thanks for coming to the
Absolutely.
Studio.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the tequila.
Sure. Well, Dulce Vita is relatively new to Illinois. It's been around since 2009, though. It's a small batch tequila brand made in the Los Altos region of Jalisco, Mexico. It's handcrafted, 100% USDA organic, kosher certified as well, and it's made with 100% blue agave. One of our points of differentiation, and we obviously have some bottles in here today, is that we infuse with authentic real juice. So it's kind of cocktail simple for the customer.
Not simple syrup, not the crap that you get that's all processed.
It's the real juice and what have you. So we have a grapefruit, perfect for Palomas.
I tasted that. It's fantastic.
Well, I see you're empty there, too.
Yeah, please. I mean, this is a sin that my cup is empty.
I know, Brian.
I'm sorry, Dr. Quinn. I'm cheating.
All right. You're not cheating if it's healthy, though.
Actually, you're right. I'm not.
You're not cheating.
I take it back. I'm not sorry.
66 calories.
Sorry.
You're not. Yeah.
Demi Lovato. Jennifer's a professional mixologist outside of you know everything else she does.
Sure. Right.
Jenna, what's your grade on the Dolce Vita contest?
I love it. We were just talking about it when you were interviewing Dr. Quinn, and I couldn't believe how smooth it was. I think more than anything, like, you know it's there, but it's not that, like, it doesn't have that punch where it almost feels too sour, and you're like, whoa, that's, like, really strong, and your eyes
kind of
shake a little bit.
You know what the trick is. Keep talking. I will.
You keep pouring yourself another drink.
No, okay? Do you have an open of the Pure Blanco?
No, I will say, okay, I didn't try the Blanco one, but I did try the pineapple jalapeno. Mm-hmm. And
wait, did you hear that?
That sound.
It's a beautiful sound.
It's one of the best sounds ever. It's like opening up a beer. It's just great. But I really enjoyed the taste of the jalapeno and pineapple. The smell of it, like we were talking about, it's like, oh my God, you feel like you're about to take a bite out of a jalapeno.
Sure.
And then you taste and you're like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a great marriage because the nose is like you're expecting a 10-level jalapeno.
Yeah.
And we make it with real pineapple juice, but you get the pineapple first and a little bit of heat on the back end. It's just so fun to mix with. And for the home bartender, it's very cocktail simple because the juice is already in there.
Yeah. I consider myself a pretty high-level tequila aficionado. I'm going to give you my live review on air right now. It's good.
Good.
It's good. No,
That's all you have to say?
It's smooth. No,
it is really smooth.
So what
yeah.
I did, just so, in case you're not watching here on Instagram, you should be, or on WGNRadio.com/watch, I just emptied my cup from whatever was mixed before, and I put pure Dolce Vita organic tequila into my glass. It's the Blanco. Tasted it, because that's how I drink it at home. I just put it on the rocks,
right,
put a couple of limes in there. It smells fantastic. Smooth, no bite, no burn. I like it.
Great. Well, that's the beautiful thing about our Blanco. We come from the highlands, and they're known for their soil being a little bit more floral, a little bit softer.
I can taste
good
it.
Good mouthfeel.
Yeah.
So we're real excited about this. And,
which is great because, you know, people think Patron is good tequila, and I did a long time ago. But, you know, I since have journeyed on and tried, you know, like $500 a glass tequila, shots and that across the board. This is really smooth. I'm not
good.
Kidding you.
No, I appreciate it.
No, none of this is paid. I mean, you're just coming on as a guest for the, you know, to promote this Tequila and Sangria Festival, which is happening November 11th, by the way.
Absolutely.
Where can people buy tickets? Is there tickets to be bought, or is it a free event?
There are tickets to be bought. We still do have some tickets available. I'd encourage you guys to go get them now. our previous tastings have sold out. So if you go to playerssports.net, you can find tickets. They start at $30 to $40 for individual and start at $25 for groups of four.
We added that link to Frank's Instagram. So if you guys are interested in that, you can just head on over there and swipe up and buy the tickets.
Perfect. And is Ultra Vita sold at stores now?
It is. You know, we're up and running with Binnie's. Jewel Osco carries us, so we're out there. And
are you the rep, or this is your baby?
We're all employee-owned.
Got
so
it.
Definitely not my baby, but I came in to be part of the family.
Very nice.
But yeah, so
you're like the stepfather. the illegitimate father.
There you go. we're up and running in Illinois, and we're so happy to be associated with this event and get Dulce Vita into people's mouths this weekend and really
great.
Let them see what we're all about.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. This is fantastic tequila. I'm sold. This is gonna be
Good.
My. This will be, I'm not kidding. This
Excellent.
Is my new tequila.
Yeah.
I like to do that.
And it's one of those things that if you're not, you know, a bartender or a mixologist, it's a really good tequila to just have and be that home bartender, because all you really need to do is add, like, 7-Up or Squirt and call it a day.
And
it
folks,
is great.
I'm sorry. If you have that yellow stuff, get rid of it. It's horrible. It's so bad for you. No, no offense to Jose Cuervo, because they make some other higher-end products that are good, but that stuff, no, no mas.
Yeah.